Students and instructors follow Scott Harris, the Watershed Program Manager for the Sitka Conservation Society, to Indian River for their second field exercise in the fisheries unit of the course. Yesterday, they dissected salmon and got hands-on experience spawning pinks at the Science Center hatchery. Today, they are conducting stream surveys.
So we're doing all sorts of measurements about the stream and the surrounding environment. So we've taken the width measure. We're making like a depth chart of how deep it is going across. We measured the pH. We measured the temperature. We're also doing a gravelometer exercise to figure out the types of gravel. And then we are also going to measure the types of trees that are around the stream side to get a full sense of Indian River and the surrounding environment.
Jana Persky is from the tiny town of New Canaan, Connecticut. She and her peers applied for this field course last spring and were up against over 100 applicants for 12 spots in the class.
My name is Kyle St. Clair. I'm from Fairfax, Virginia.
I'm Tracy Ng, and I'm from Sacramento, California.
I'm Dylan, and I'm from Eugene, Oregon.
I'm really interested in the subarctic and the Arctic, and I like geology, and I like trees and fisheries, and especially how all those things have to do with people and how they influence and are impacted by people.
I'm Rehan, and I'm from Karachi, Pakistan. What surprised me is sort of how well they're managing their resources.
I'm Joey, and I'm from Brooklyn.
And what do you think the main takeaway for you is so far?
That in order to successfully conserve the environment, you have to take an approach that considers all players in the environment and not take any shortcuts.
My name is Anna Wiedelman. I'm from Oakland, California. It's incredible to see a community like Sitka where it seems like everyone is really interested and invested in maintaining this sustainable interaction with the nature around Sitka. And that's really cool to see this sort of like, it still exists in the U.S. There's places like Sitka that have such a strong sense of community, and that's so cool to see.
Okay. Now, 64. I have Transect 3 here.
Sweet.
Back in the Science Center, warm and dry, fieldwork transitions into data analysis as the class begins to decipher their salmon habitat comparison. Everyone involved in the class seems to really enjoy hands-on learning.
My name is Zach. I am one of the graduate student instructors. I work on polar biology. So yeah, I'm having a ball in the fisheries unit, but tomorrow we get to move on to my pride and joy, which is energy.
These are Stanford students, but their fieldwork isn't all serious academics. Dylan has learned how to play a PVC pipe, originally intended for measuring stream depth.
All right, I call this one Toccata in PVC minor.
By the end of the 3 weeks, the 12 visiting students will have learned about forests, fisheries, energy, and tourism, and how all four resources overlap with each other and intertwine with the natural environment.
My name is Aaron Furr, and I'm from Monroe, Washington.
What's your impression of Alaska?
I love it here. It's gorgeous, and I really want to come back someday.
What would you do if you came back?
I'd like to try fishing on a commercial fishing boat, but I also really want to travel around and see the rest of Alaska, and I really want to experience an Alaskan winter.
Reporting in Sitka from the Stanford Sophomore College, I'm Caitlin Woolsey.